We're learning Maseches Berachot Daf Chaf Amud Beis, and we're starting a third of the way down by the two dots. We have Machlokes B'Sham and B'Sil in the Mishnah. We have two Machlokes. If you're not bringing Oilus Ria on Yontif, and also the Smicha on Sham and Chagiga. Now we're going to go back to the Machlokes about Oilus Ria, which really was learned out of Psukim, but here the Gemara brings, like B'Sil had a Tanya to B'Sham from the Kavach Chaymer, and B'Sham answers back. Tanya, Omulem B'Sil and B'Sham. Umab Mokim Sha'oso Lahedyet, Madach Shabbos. We are a hedyet, cannot do any malacha, any cooking. Mutter l'gvaya, still it's mutter to do kabbonis fa Hashem. They bring the chayves on Shabbos. Mokam, for example, the Talmud, the Musafim. Mokam shemutter l'hedyet on Yom Tov, where a hedyet is like cook for himself. Ain't it din shemutter l'gvaya? He shouldn't be mutter to cook, to shecht for the Eibishter. How could it bring kaming Eilus Ria? You don't even want to cook for yourself. You shouldn't be able to cook for Eilus Ria for Hashem. That was Beis Hillel's Taina. Kavachayim. It's not a real Kavachayim because it's like a Daya Lovi Meredin Lias Kenidin, that there it's only a carbon seber. Here we're saying even Eilus Ria, which is Eilus Yachid, let it bring. But the idea is that you cook for yourself, so why should you have to cook for Gavaya? Amalei Meshamai. So Meshamai says back to Beis Hillel, you know, you also agree you can't bring anything you want l'gvaya. Nedar medavas richu shemut lehedit vasa gvaya. You also agree you can't bring a oilas nedava or maybe even a shami dava for you saman the yomer on Yom Tov. You like to cook for yourself. You can't cook for the Eibishter. That's tina back. So zok Beis Hillel amalei Beis Hillel mal nedar medavas ein kvulam zman. No, Dorm Dov is not Kabul Amzman. Time about Eilus Ria is Kabul Amzman. At least Eilus Ria is Kabul Amzman. So he's timing, Madach in a time when you cook for yourself. You can't bring Eilus Ria as Kabul Amzman. Omelem Meshamai, Avzu ain't Kabul Amzman. Eilus Ria is not Kabul Amzman. That's not to the Mishnah. Mishle Chag B'Yam Tarish. And if you didn't bring your Eilus Ria or your Shamai Chagiga on the first day of Yontif, Shachag, Chag B'Yam Tarish, you could bring it the rest of the Yontif. For Yontif, Achrin Shachag, even on Shmini Atzeres, you could bring it. So you see, it's not Kabul Amzman. Omer Lehem Beis Hillel, Avzu Kabul Amzman. This is also called Kabul Amzman. Why? The Tanan, Ova Regel, if the Yom Tov passes, Loi Chag, and you didn't bring your Chagiga, or you didn't bring your Eilus Ria, Eini Chayav HaChirus, you don't have to bring it. So like Rashi explains, V'yesh Loch Hashem Yivshah, maybe you're going to be Peshay on Net Yenas, Peshay Yimei Amoyed. So if you have a chance to bring it today, bring it today. Therefore, Beis Hillel's time is that you should be able to bring it today because Kabul Amzman. Omer Lehem Beis Shammai, V'aloi Kvar Nemar, Lechem Loi Gvaya. Lemai, so the Pasuk says, you only like cook oich nevesh for yourself. Now gvaya, it says lachem, b'loy legvaya. Amalem meisilo, no, b'loy kvar nemar lashem. It says in the pasuk lashem, which you darshan anything lashem you let it bring. V'chagoyis meischag lashem. And what do you do with mkei matam lachem? What do you do with lachem? Zok the gemara lachem loy lekusim lachem loy klavim. Teach us you're not allowed to cook for goyim, for non-Jews you're not allowed to cook for on yontif, and you're not allowed to cook for animals. We'll see what's machlekes about this for klavim, but you're not allowed to cook for animals either, or do any malacha for animals. On Yom Tov, even if for yourself you're allowed to, you're not allowed to do for animals or for goyim. Now Taisa speaks out, it's all the Shitasa. Taisa says you could have said even for Beis Hillel, it's lachem v'loy legvaya, it's coming to mutter nedarim v'davas. Nedarim v'davas. But that's really machlekes rishonim, if there's a deraisa on that, you have to see a Taisa daf yud beis. Like upon him, what comes out from this Gemara is like this, that Beis Hillel tainis to Beis Shammai, that lachem, if you're allowed to cook for yourself, you're not cooking for legvaya. And Beis Shammai's teretz back is, what do you mean, nedarim v'davas? You are masking that you can't bring. So why is this any different? And then they say, no, it's Kabul Amzman. And then the Meshamah's last time it says, Lachem lo legvaya. And Beis Hillel says, no, Lashem is Moshev that also. So that's the first version of this Braisa. Abashol says a little different. Abashol, Omer Loshon Acheres. Umav amakim shekiras kastuma. Maradach in a place where your ovens are closed. Akira is like a two-burner stovetop with the oven under it. That's a kira. And you put the pot inside a little hole. That's why you could say the word stuma. You cover it over. So on Shabbos, you can't use a kira. It's covered over. And still then, kira is rabbi chapsucha, but the kitchen's open in the Beis Mikdash. You bring musafim and tmidim. So ma makam shkiras kastuma, kiras rabbi chapsucha, which is Shabbos. But makam shkiras chapsucha on Yontif, when your kitchen is open, ain't a dinsha kiras rabbi chapsucha, shouldn't your master's kitchen be open, shouldn't the basics be open for you to bring kabanas? And another time is, and that's how it should be also. It's another svara also. Your tables be full of cows, full of meat, and not the base of Mikdash. But Shulchan Rav and Reikon. So that's another girsa of Beis Hillel's taina that you should be able to mutter, you should be mutter to bring oilus ria. Because number one, why should you, for yourself you open and for the Beis Mikdash you close, and also why should your table be full and your master's table be empty? So is there machlekes here? Gemara says, yeah. Ma'ika mithli. What's the machlekes? Ma'asav and adarim davas kriv miyamtiv. One man demah holds they even let her bring shlamim and he let her bring nedarim davas al yamtiv. Let her bring shlam al yamtiv. Shami nedarim. You don't bring a miyantiv. What's the raya? The raya is because Abishol doesn't say that Shami tainted back the Dorim and Dovah's Chichu. And since it doesn't say that Shami tainted back the Dorim and Dovah's Chichu, you see from there that Itaka held that you're allowed to bring a Dorim and Dovah's on yantiv. And if he didn't say, oh, even you agree, you can't bring a Dorim and Dovah's yantiv. Now, I taught you Dorim and Dovah's mean shlamim. What about an oilus adava? So that we always assume that you can't bring an oilus adava. Only a shlamim adava, we at least you eat it, you can bring it. But oilus adava, you can't bring it. The problem is then, I still have a pircha. Oilus adava, yichichu. You still have a pircha. So why don't you say that? So Maram Shif is medayik from here, that even oilus nadava can be brought on yontav according to Abishol. It's the first time we have Shaman Yama. That according to Basil, he says like this. Sarach laima da af oilus nadar medava is kreven yontav alibayim. You're like, oma, oilus yichichu. That's the Maram Shah speaks out. That's what's even there. Maram Shah thinks that there's another man yama now that Nadar Mudav is craving yantav means even Oilois are craving yantav. Oilois are dava, not only Shalom and dava. And the Machlaik is here to man yama, Nadar Mudav is craving yantav, and Asava ain't craving yantav. Amrav Huna. The Dibriya Oimer, Nadar Mudav is ain't craving yantav. According to man yama holds that you're not allowed to bring any Nadavais on yantav. And we said the reason why is because Oilois are going to stand, there's no Oichel Nevis whatsoever. And even Shlomim, we'll see in the Gemara later on, it's really a Tais later on also, that since it's Meshulchan Gavaya Kazachu, you also can't bring it. Only if it's a Chayva could you bring it. This Man Yama holds, even if you're Beis Hillel. You can't bring a Dorm Dorm Ziyantiv. So, Dr. Arhuna, if you don't have Dorm Dorm Ziyantiv, don't say that Midraisa you could bring it. And it's the Rabban Negadin that there were Geyser, Gzeir Shem Yisha. They didn't want you to wait with your Dorm Dorm Ziyantiv Yantiv, because you could have brought it the whole week. So, therefore, they said you can't bring it on Yantiv. Because they didn't want you to wait, and then if you wait, you might not bring your nether. So they didn't want you to wait. They want you to bring it right away. Therefore, they said you can't bring out yontif. But really, midrash you can bring it. So that's not tapshat. Ella filu midrash nam lechazu. Even midrash you cannot bring the dorim v'nedavos on yontif. What's the raya? Da shtei alechem the chayves hayoyim ninu shtei alechem, which was the two loaves of bread they brought as a carbon in the Beis Hamikdash on Shavuos. Obviously, they didn't burn it on the carbon, but they did. It's called bringing in carbon. They brought close to the corner of his back. There was a chayves hayoyim, and still the halacha was they had to bake it before yomtiv. But like the mikdash shem yisha, there's no gzeira shem yisha because the only time you can bring it is on yomtiv. There's no gzeira that you have to bake it before yomtiv because you might then wait too long. No, the carbon's on yomtiv. Still not daicha. Why? Because it's possible to bring it from before yomtiv. So you see from here that midaraisa, the daraisa take it in. Anything you could bring from before yontiv, you cannot bring a yontiv midaraisa. Same thing in Dorim Adavos. Since you could bring it before yontiv, midaraisa, you cannot bring it on yontiv. That's what bring a raya from Shtei Alechem. Because you see, Shtei Alechem, you know, it's a chiyuv today, you weren't allowed to bring it on yontiv. In Bayalu, Marza Shaila, Dibriya Amen, Dorim Adavos ain't craving yontiv. Let's say we're going from the Yom Hold, you cannot bring a oila or a shlamim on yontiv. Let's say, so Avav Ashachat Mai. Let's say you went ahead, so we're talking about Shlomim first, we're talking about Shlomim. You went ahead and brought a Shalmi Nedava and the Kayin shechted it. What do you do then? Rav Amar, Zerik is Dam, and Nasla Hatabas Lachila. Once you did that already, you let it do Zerika on the Dam in order to Yamata the Bas Lachila. Now, that's Pashit that when you bring this carbon illegally, Avada the carbon's kosher. What's the Shaila? The halacha is that the Rabban de Gedin, you now do Zerika on a carbon. Something you're not Machiyev to do. Zrika alone on Mizbeach is a shvus, Rashi says. It's the Rabban de Gedin. Rashi learns shvus as kutz mesaki in the Zevach. Others learn it's like tseveya on the Mizbeach. But it's a shvus to do Zrika. So Rava says that since I already did the Shechita, now I can eat the carbon today, so you let me Zarek, because it's Eichel Nefesh already. Rava, I'm a Zarek, because I'm a Nas Lahat Abbas Al-Achila. And what the Mat Abbas Al-Achila, I can do the Zrika. It's very Tzarek Yontiv, I can do the Zrika. Rava, I've heard even more, a bigger Kiddush. Zarek is a dam and asla hakde emurim le'erev. If you're not going to be zarek the dam by day, the carbon's possible. It has to be done by day. And you want to be able to makte emurim at night. So you're allowed to do zrika over the rabbanon of zrika in order to be makte emurim at night. That's what he says. So what's an afkamina? My benayu. You can now nitma basa shavad. If the basa got tummy, you'll get lost. The rava loy zarek. Why? Because you don't have basa to eat. The rava ravuna zarek. For ravuna, you will be able to do zrika because you're doing it in order to mimak the murim in the evening. Now, the tzlach speaks out. What?
Doesn't
you know
with the ravuna before that said that it would be an issue of the raisa, right?
What? No. It's the raisa of the shechita.
I understand.
Yeah.
It's the raisa of the shechita.
So what?
Then you're for sure not going to be able to.
Why not? Why can't you do it? You said the carbon's still kosher. It's a shechita, but the kosher doesn't pass the carbon. The shechita, you're not allowed to do it, but it doesn't pass the carbon. Now it's weaker on the rabbanon. It's not the. What?
You're not
kosher,
you can't eat it.
Right, they weren't making kanasa. Right, we have a forced idea. Can I hear? They didn't make kanasa. They didn't do that. Now, they asked him, Avaloy Mahani, they have him kasha. There's a kasha, Avaloy Mahani. There was is the rice that I have, Avaloy Mahani, that they do speak about. But the rice, Al Gemara is saying it's kosher carbon. Now, the tzlach has a simple question. You could say, Nafkmin is a oila. Nadav you brought. That's Nafkmin de Rava and Rava of Huna. If you're Rava, you can't do it because you're not eating it. You don't have to say Nitma Bas, it's oila Sadava. According to Rava of Huna, you could. But the Echrami, you could have said that. Look at the tzlach and Pnei Shua. Mace, then I say kasha. Kipsi at Saras are the two kvasim, the actually shlom, and the common shvuas. Sheshachtam shalei l'shman. You didn't shech the l'shem, the shalmei chayva of shvuas, which makes it kosher, but you're not oil l'shem chayva. You have to bring another one. Oh, you shechtam el fnei zman, el achat zman, or you shechtam before shvuas, or after shvuas. The halacha is, hadam yizarek, you make a zrika, v'abasa yech, you get the basa. But you have to bring another one. You're not yoy to the mitzvah, but it works. It's kosher recovery. And the price goes further. The mitzvah Shabbos. It was Shabbos. Lo yizrik shum nizrika. Now nizrika on Shabbos. You weren't supposed to shecht. You did a shecht of shma. You shecht the shloy of shma was the wrong thing now. But now that you did it, you can't do zrika because a zrika is a shvus. The im zarak. If you were zarak, hurts. It works. And you let I'm not stuck to emurim. If you did do shechita, you let it be makta emurim le'erev. It works. The zrika works. So the marvik is a diak. Im zarak. If you did the zrika, the eved in lechati lois. Maaseh, I can't on Shabbos. I can't go to the zrika. Only with the eved. If I did a zrika, it's horza. So what's fair? First of all, Rav Anicha. If you're Rav, it's good. Why can't do lechati lois? Because here it's a mas lahakta emurim le'erev. So therefore, you can't do it. Ela Rav Baravuna kasha. If you're Rav Baravuna, it's fair. Why can't you do it in order to makta emurim le'erev? Why can't you do it in order to makta emurim le'erev? So tomorrow kasha. You're right. It's a kasha. It's a kasha. I asked, why can't you eat the basa? That's what she's asking. So Rashi says that because you can't cook or roast basa on Shabbos. So on Shabbos, if you did the shechita, which loy l'shma, so there, you can't, so Shabbos, you can't do zrika because the zrika is not helping you eat the basa. You can't eat the basa today because you're not like cook basa on Shabbos. So just saying over here, if you did zrika, you let him act the murim, but you can't do zrika chetila. So it's kasha on Rabbi Rav Huna, Rav Huna kasha. Where's this kasha? But you say in other teretz, Shani Shvus Shabbos, Shvus Yontiv. Rabbi Rav Huna only allows the zrika, the Shvus zrika, in order to make the murim only on Yontiv, but on Shabbos, which is more chomer, even he agrees to Rava that it cannot do a zrika in order to make the murim to be able to bring the murim to make the murim kosher on Matzah Yontiv. So that's what comes out from our Gemara. Just to recap, our Gemara is that the Zmachlok is Rabba and Rabba Huna in a case where you're not going to be eating the basa, could you do a Zrika on Shabbos Yontif or not?